Ethnic tensions are rising in Iraq, and one flashpoint is the oil-rich city of Kirkuk. Saddam Hussein's regime forced tens of thousands of Kurds and Turkmen out of the city in a policy known as Arabization. Saddam's government paid Iraqi Arabs to move in to dramatically change the demographics. Now the Kurds want to redraw that demographic map. Kurdish leaders want the Kirkuk territory under their control. And those claims are raising anger and fear among other groups in the city. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
This is Musalla, a community of rundown houses where Iraqi Turkmen live. For years, Saddam Hussein was the enemy. His government forced Turkmen out. Cengiz Salah Omar spent years out of Kirkuk, time in Saddam's prisons. He's moved back and helps guard the neighborhood at night. His enemy now, he says, are Iraqi Kurds.
We are protecting ourselves from rebel forces. They come from the Kurdish cities in the north. They want to create chaos.
Thousands of Kurds moved into Kirkuk as soon as Saddam's troops moved out. And that has angered the Turkmen minority here, who say they have a historic claim on this city.
This neighborhood, Musalla, 200 years ago, our great-grandfathers were living here.
In a squatter's camp on the other side of town, Amira Ali, an ethnic Kurd, fills two oil cans with water from a green plastic hose. It's the only water source for more than 400 Kurdish families who have lived in squalid conditions for months. She wants her home back, and so do the other families here. They say it is their right. A commission has been set up to settle those claims. It may take years, but many Kurds are already moving, says Paul Harvey, the head of the CPA, the Coalition Provisional Authority, in Kirkuk.
In the long term, potentially we could be seeing movements of hundreds of thousands of people.
That will dramatically change the ethnic balance and strengthen Kurdish demands that Kirkuk and the surrounding region come under Kurdish control. As politicians in Baghdad work out a document that defines the future Iraq ahead of the American transfer of power in July, Kurdish leaders insist an Iraqi government recognize the Kurds' historic claims, says Safan Bisay, a spokesman for the Kurdish Democratic Party.
If you believe in democracy, you have to take their views, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. As far as compromises, we are ready to accommodate the concerns of the people who live in Kirkuk, not living outside Kirkuk.
Who lives in Kirkuk is open to debate. The last official census was in 1957. American soldiers open a meeting of tribal Arab leaders from the village of Hawija, south of Kirkuk.
We should go ahead and start our meeting.
These Iraqi Arabs, suspicious of Kurdish demands, fear it will divide the country. Talk of federalism is a step toward Kirkuk's separation from Iraq, says Samir Abdullah, an Iraqi Arab who grew up in this city.
The federalism is not something practical. It's good for the Kurdish people because they want to get their rights, but it's not suitable for Arabs nor Turkmen. It's a city for all.
The problem is the privileged Arab who Saddam Hussein brought them and gave them other people's lands. Is it fair?
Adnan Sultan, a Kurd, works as a translator at the city council. Saddam forced his family out of his ancestral Kurdish village in 1987. When those Arab families fled after the war, Sultan's family moved back in. He's come here to start a new life, not to settle scores.
Kirkuk is Iraq. I'm a Kurd. I want to unify, okay? But as an independence, no. That caused a lot of trouble.
It already has. This week, a Kurdish man was killed and another wounded when a gunman in a car opened fire on them as they were walking in their neighborhood. No one has been arrested yet in the drive-by shooting. Deborah Amos, NPR News.